From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Israeli jets continued to hammer multiple Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip today. Palestinian medical officials say the death toll is approaching 300, with another 500 wounded. Israel destroyed Hamas's main Gaza security complex, among other buildings. Also struck were smuggling tunnels in southern Gaza as Israel prepared for a possible ground attack. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Israel bombed the tunnels between Gaza and Egypt that Hamas had allowed to flourish along the southern border in recent months. Smugglers had used them to bring in vital goods denied under the Israeli blockade. Hamas needed the tunnels to try to keep Gaza's economy from completely collapsing and for their own smuggling needs. The Israeli army says the tunnels were primarily used to transport explosives and weapons, and today they destroyed many of them. Other targets were hit across the coastal territory. Gaza medical officials say many of the dead were Hamas policemen. But some women, children, and civilians were caught in the airstrikes. Dr. Hassan Halef is director of Al-Shifa, Gaza City's largest hospital. He says the medical facility was already struggling under sanctions and is now struggling even more to keep up with the casualties. He says he feels like the international community has abandoned Gaza.
So we are in lack of medications, and we are very scared that we could not serve our patients because of the siege, because of the silence around by the international community for these massacres to our people and our children, our ladies, our, you know, civilians.
Meantime, Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, today paid a visit to the southern Israeli city of Sderot, which has been hit hardest by Hamas rocket fire. Livni said the operation would continue until people in Israel's south no longer had to live in fear. Israel has no plans to reoccupy Gaza, Livni said, but would continue to hammer Hamas.
We need to change realities on the ground, and we need to change the equation. And in order to do so, we need to use some power.
Israeli leaders made similar pledges to the public at the start of the 2006 Second Lebanon War. The prime minister then vowed to dismantle Hezbollah and retrieve kidnapped soldiers. Neither goal was met in a 34-day war that many say only strengthened the Lebanese militant group. Livni, like Israel's defense minister Ehud Barak, hopes to become prime minister after upcoming elections in February. Their political fortunes may rest on the outcome of this military operation. The strategic and political risks for Israel of pressing ahead with a punishing military campaign against Hamas are huge. Casualties are increasing and the Muslim world is seething. The UN Secretary General has warned Israel that it's using excessive force. Palestinians in the occupied West Bank are enraged. The Gaza attacks could further undermine the already waning popularity of Mahmoud Abbas. He's the anti-Hamas Palestinian president in the West Bank, engaged in fledgling peace talks with Israel. Mark Regev is the spokesman for Israel's prime minister.
We know that there are dangers involved, but the dangers of not acting were much greater. So our hope is that a weakened Hamas, a Hamas that's had its military machine neutralized, will pose a lesser threat to the peace process, and will therefore allow moderate Palestinians to stand up more independently.
Israel's cabinet today approved a limited call-up of reservists and moved armored units closer to the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground offensive. Any large-scale ground attack into densely populated Gaza would most certainly be a bloody and tough grind for Israeli soldiers and Palestinian civilians in Gaza. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.